This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The leader of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, denied Monday that federal troops had surrounded the regional capital, Mekele, at a distance of about 31 miles, as the government had said. He told Reuters by text, quote, "There is no such encirclement so far," end quote, in regard to the statements from a spokesman for a special Tigray task force set up by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government. Reuters could not independently verify either version. A spokesman for the government's task force also told Reuters by text that Tigrayan forces fired rockets Monday at Bahir Dar, the capital of neighboring Amhara region, whose authorities are supporting the federal offensive. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communication has been down. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was taken into custody Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly linked to a demonstration last year. If he is convicted, the charges could result in a jail sentence of up to 3 years. Two other activists, Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow, were also remanded into custody Monday. The demonstration for which they're being prosecuted took place near Hong Kong police headquarters last year in June. The arrests have drawn criticism from Western governments, while China denies the accusation and says Hong Kong is its internal affair. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people developing COVID symptoms. The success rate is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which showed 95% success, but it is a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, making it a more viable solution for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage will increase the success rate. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News.